This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we spent the vast majority of the first hour talking about this piece of legislation that has made its way out of the House of Representatives, the federal House. Now goes to the Senate, and, well, we're only talking about a tiny portion of the 2,300-page, $1.3 trillion spending bill that wound up passing 256 to 167 earlier today. We're talking about the Second Amendment infringement provisions. I forget what the actual name. Fix Nicks was the actual name that they gave to these provisions that are going to wind up possibly restricting the Second Amendment rights of up to 4.2 million Americans, specifically those who are receiving Social Security and presumably any other sort of federal check of some sort. Now, I'm wondering if this is going to apply to government workers as well, because they get federal checks. And
that's true.
Of course, because we're just reading a bill from, or a article from Fox News that's a summary, they're just talking about the people that are on Social Security.
Sure.
That are also classified as financially incompetent.
But this is interesting. This goes into that a little bit. This is an easy problem to fix. Says this article, the government needs only hold itself to the same standards it demands of companies performing background checks on their employees.
So this that is being referenced are the false positives,
right,
that are currently found in the NICS system, to where from 2006 to 2015, over 825,000 people were denied because they failed the NICS background check. But during that 10-year period, there were only 488 people that were actually prosecuted. And of those that were prosecuted, less than half were convicted of anything.
Correct.
Related to this.
Right. And what he goes on to say is adding more names to NICS will only result in more false positives because you're not really changing anything. Democrats want to fix NICS, but they won't even accede to Republican requests mandating the full annual NICS reports that the Obama administration discontinued in 2010. Another part of the spending bill provides $50 million for the Stop School Violence Act, which will provide schools with training in how to cope with attacks and how to identify violent-prone individuals. Despite President Trump's push to encourage schools to arm teachers and staff, the bill expressly forbids school from using any federal money to do just that. Sandy Hook Promise designed the Stop School Violence Act, tailoring it to the contracts that will be given out. Unfortunately, Sandy Hook Promise advocates extreme gun control measures and promotes such measures to teachers and students. Why should tax dollars from the National Rifle Association members and other supporters of our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms be used to fund organizations that teach school children and teachers that gun ownership is bad? And so, from here on, it pretty much devolves into the, Republican versus Democrat,
right,
conservative versus liberal.
So to expand on this question of why, and it's a very valid question, why should taxpayer or tax dollars from NRA members be used to fund organizations that, you know, go against what NRA members and other Second Amendment supporters believe? Why should tax money from people that are opposed to abortion be used to fund abortions? Why should tax money from people that are fundamentally opposed to war be used to drone bomb people on the other side of the world?
Which is why
do tax dollars even exist?
Right, and this is when people argue this to support their own case, this is a great opportunity for liberty-minded people to point out the very things that you're talking about. Why, if Heather, if you don't believe that abortion is something people should immediately turn to, would you want your tax dollars to go towards Planned Parenthood without your control? I mean, that's the real issue with taxation. It's not representative and it's not fair.
I mean, I kind of feel like because I'm involved in politics in a weird way, it's kind of like I know I'm not going to win every battle. I know I'm not going to win every argument.
Does
I know
it make
that
it morally right.
No, but for me personally, like I'm willing to pay taxes. I'd rather not pay like an arm and a leg, but I'm willing to contribute
to Planned
taxes.
Parenthood and
I think local taxes are where it's at.
Wars?
I think, huh?
To wars.
You know,
well,
I think
she said local. So
I said local taxes, but
point.
You know what? I'm for local defense too, and I think that
I like that.
I like you know. So yeah, you know what? Sometimes there's going to be war. Okay, hopefully, you know. I'll always try to be on the right side of whatever issue, but if, you know, I'm going to defend the people I love and care about, and I expect nothing less from anybody else on this planet, that's kind of like the golden rule, do unto others. Like, if another country is so depleted of resources that their only chance of survival is to take on the USA, then, dude, like, I don't blame you for doing it.
I would be the first person to voluntarily help fund should there be an attack on U.S. shores.
Do you know what I'm saying? But that's what... But if...
Okay, that's fair.
Like, I think, you know, unnecessary wars, you know, gotta stop. I think a lot of the, you know, faulty intelligence, there's a lot of bad stuff in Washington. I think there could be better leadership. I think what we have now is not good leadership. And...
Well, that's...
But I'm not against having a military or anything like that, and
I understand that. But we've got a caller. Let's see what.
Yeah, let's go to Ralph calling in from Old Town, Maine. This is not Ralph in New Jersey. This is a different Ralph. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Ralph. You're on.
Hi.
Yep. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, I just wanted to mention something about banksters and big oil and their monopoly. Because it has so much to do with everything. I mean, Rockefeller, right? Rockefeller, Rothschild, the banksters and big oil, and Rothschild's into oil too. Anyway, there's three quotes from Rockefeller. The only thing that gives me pleasure is to see my dividends come in. I have ways of making money that you know nothing of. And then the most famous one is competition is a sin. See, it's all about monopoly, how to control the world, how to, make the world come to you for whatever they need.
Right.
And these guys have set up this petrodollar Ponzi scheme scam where everything comes from oil. And we don't realize exactly, you know, we think it's like energy, like jet fuel, gas,
Twinkies
diesel.
Come from oil.
Yeah, plastics. Look at the plastics.
It's not just
oil,
though. There's all kinds of resources that are valuable. I mean, medicine's probably the biggest one.
But for the Rockefellers, that's where they made a whole bunch of money. But why would we expect that to be any different? I mean, these guys have been playing the same game since the, 1800s, 1900s?
Mid-18s.
About how to buy politicians and how to get the laws passed that can protect their monopoly. And it's in banking, it's in big energy, it's in big pharma, it's pick your big. I mean, it's going to be there. And that's our system. That is
really the only...
Go ahead.
Do you think that... So to play devil's advocate here, do you think that if you were the Rockefeller people, right, and you were to have this business and stuff, and you're doing what you got to do to protect your family, like, are they, do you think they're kind of protecting themselves too? I mean,
well, they're protecting, and there's enriching.
Well, if you value yourself, like, I mean, not everyone's going to like it if you have money.
Oh,
like,
no, no.
People hate the rich. That doesn't mean that people don't deserve to be rich.
They have determined that spending their money on politicians gives them a very good reward, a good return on their investment. So I get that completely. Crony capitalism works for them.
Thank you for the call, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to try the best pillow that you will ever use and try it risk-free for 60 days? I'm talking about the My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a couple of years, and yeah, it's the best pillow I've ever had. And I mention this all the time about how, you know, you can throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer after it winds up getting dirty. I've still not done that. Chris, I'm fairly certain you've done that with yours.
Absolutely.
And
love
it's
it.
Still usable as something other than kindling for a fire.
Absolutely.
Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if for some reason you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, that's guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
Can I get like a custom like I Heart America cover for my pillow?
Probably, but I don't sure think you could get it from MyPillow.com.
It's, yeah, it's actually they're called pillowcases.
Yes.
So you could get the American flag on there, which would
violates the flag code.
The flag code.
But the people that are America all the time, they don't care about the flag code except for when other people do it.
Right. So, yeah, when you see a picture on Instagram.
It doesn't have to be a real flag. It could just be the colors.
Some girl with a flag bikini on Instagram, yep, saying, you know, love it or leave it. And I'm like, well, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Just like you're also not supposed to hold a flag horizontal, but yet they do that before football games and baseball games.
Right. There's
and all these other things.
A whole
but
lot. To
mentioning the Instagram,
this
apparently
is how Free Talk Live should be. America, football.
Oh, jeez.
We're getting some good stuff in tonight.
You are.
Speaking of Instagram, well, there are some people flocking over to that from Facebook. The article here from USA Today, the article begins, before turning in for the night, Katie Clark curls up with Instagram, not Facebook. More personal, less drama. The 28-year-old blogger from Littleton, Colorado says, I think it's just a nicer place to be.
I'm on Instagram.
I am too. It's because nobody talks about anything,
quote,
on Instagram.
Everything feels like an advertisement. Or an argument.
It is. That's exactly the perfect description of Facebook. It's good. An ad or an argument.
Goodbye, Facebook. Hello, Instagram. Now here's where the irony sets in. Instagram is owned by Facebook.
And people don't know that.
It wasn't always that way, though.
No, but Facebook bought them a couple years back.
Back in 2012 for $1
billion. $1
billion. USA Today says Instagram is having a moment and just in time to be a lone bright spot for its parent company, which is in crisis over its handling of people's private information. A Wall Street Research note on Facebook's mounting troubles earlier this week said, thank goodness for Instagram. I will delete Facebook, but you can pry Instagram from my cold, dead hands.
Meanwhile, they're tightly integrated together, so.
Yeah, that's like saying I'm deleting Google, but you can't take my YouTube.
Yeah, so I'm one of those people that it wasn't because of all the privacy stuff, because I really limit who can see what I've done on Facebook. I employ a lot of that, and I just accept the fact that my data is being mined 6 ways to Sunday and sold to everyone in the world. So that's my Facebook life. But I really kind of stopped going there at all. So I do, you know, I still do social media, but 99% of it's all on Twitter, which is set up for me to post over to Facebook. So I keep people updated if they happen to be interested in my life. I don't know why you would be, but it's just, I just grew weary of Facebook. Did anybody else get that? I mean, I'm just tired.
I started cleaning
a handful of groups.
I started cleaning the house just silly, and I'd be like scrolling in my feed, and if somebody said something stupid, I'd be like, why am I wasting my time of my life reading this person's opinion that I don't value?
It's not just that, whatever. But it's also like groups or pages you followed that like keep.
Yeah, I got all of those. Like, I refocused. Yeah. So my news feed's actually pretty good now.
Pretty awesome news feed you got going.
Yeah,
there. You
got
that,
a lot of positive vibes coming.
Good warm
feelings.
You know,
I think it really affects you. Like, if you're constantly, like, if you spend so many hours on Facebook or social media a day and you're constantly reading negative stuff and negative opinions and criticism and this and that, like, you're going to take on that negativity and you're going to think negative thoughts.
Did
you know
I not offer you the same advice a few weeks back? I think I did.
You probably did.
I think I did. I think I may have said exactly what you're saying, so you're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
That's okay. But really, it's ridiculous that... It's not ridiculous. It's just the way things have evolved over the last several years that so much of our life is wrapped up in this social media that this mm-hmm. is how we communicate. And it's kind of cool because we can communicate with people far away that we don't see all the time.
Yep.
But you run that other
but, you know,
risk
sometimes
where people
it's
just
not worth
are glued
it to communicate
to it.
With those people because,
right.
like, I hate to say it, but let's say there's some injustice going on in some small little town in California. There's nothing really that I can do about it from here. Like, what it's going to take to fix that injustice is for the people in California to rally up and do something about it.
But you know part what I mean? Of doing something about it in today's world is getting
raising
things
awareness.
To go, raising awareness and getting things to go viral.
Yeah, but when you're...
Let water.
But see, that's the thing where I feel like it's a trap, because if we're constantly focused about stuff on the other side of the country or on the other side of the world, I mean, a lot of people are talking in my, like, I've seen online talking about the, what is it, the white people being slaughtered in Africa.
South Africa
or something like right. that. But it's like, at the end of the day, there's so much going on here in America. There's so much going on here in New Hampshire.
So much
like,
going on in my
if
hometown.
If we're constantly reading about all the stuff everywhere else, then we're blind to what's going on in our own backyard.
But that requires people to create balance in their lives. And the problem is there's a certain segment of the population that can't handle that. They lack the maturity, the ability to sort of multitask their life, because I see people every day, you know, you go to get your tires, you know, a new set of tires, you'll sit in there and there'll be five people all staring at Facebook, all scrolling through.
And this is
right,
why there's
20
so much,
years ago they were all so looking many... at newspapers.
Right.
So it's not that people are less social now, they're just...
I think they are. They're
you know,
definitely
like
getting less
ignoring people in different ways.
People used to go out and go shopping at malls and stuff. You go
or
to a local
have a
mall
party and get together.
Here, like, yeah.
Right.
People still do that, but I've seen the pictures of, you know, people say, oh, look at everybody now staring at their phone on the subway. And then there's the picture from 1950, everybody looking at a newspaper, where everybody was ignoring each other 50 years ago,
because you
too.
Were bored, but who's going to talk to random strangers on the subway? That was never a good idea.
Right, but there are people acting as though people just stop talking to random strangers on the subway because of
I mean, communities definitely used to be more, like, integrated.
More social?
Yeah, like neighbors
so.
When you move in used to come over and give you, like, cookies and stuff.
I still do that here.
Yeah. C is for cookie and cookie is for me. And 855-450-FREE is the toll-free line where you can call and join us. 855-450-3733. White chocolate macadamia nut, please.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the ironic move by some people who are hashtag delete Facebook and join Instagram. Why is that ironic? Well, because Instagram is owned by Facebook. Now, if you really want to leave Facebook altogether, don't go to Instagram. Go to something like the Free Talk Live forums or the Discord, where you can actually interact with other listeners of Free Talk Live. Yeah, there might be some trolls in the Discord. There's also trolls under bridges and on Reddit. But the forums, I've not yet run into any trolls on the forums. Forum.freetalklive.com. Or if you do want to brave the Discord, it's discord.lrn.fm. So continuing with the article here from USA Today, the author says more than two dozen social media users who were surveyed in recent weeks by USA Today say Instagram is now their favorite social network. With feeds filled with inspirational pictures and a chummy vibe, it's their happy place, or at least a whole lot happier than Facebook. But as more of their friends join the hashtag delete Facebook movement, some Instagram junkies are getting worried. Facebook-like problems, such as the aforementioned trolls, political conflicts and judgmental friends are already cropping up on Instagram. There are also more and more advertisements. They are threat plus lecherous or spammy messages and fake news and fake followers. And don't even get users started on Instagram's controversial decision to switch from a chronological feed to a computer algorithm.
No.
Or the growing number of carefully edited posts eating away at the raw authenticity that made Instagram special.
I hate to break it to you, but all your data that you're feeding into Instagram is going to get sold.
Right, but I didn't realize that they're actually...
going to get a good price for this face.
Is that what it is? You demand top dollar?
I didn't realize there were actually authentic right. posts on Instagram. I thought everything was like heavily edited.
And filters.
That's what I mean by
no,
edit.
No, that's why I put no filter on all my pictures because I'm that hot.
And they're just pictures of your big toe?
No, it's usually pictures of like a keg or something like that. I do nothing on Instagram. I do a little bit with my business there, but...
I don't have an account on Instagram.
Huh. Do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably been automatically created for you.
No, because I know people that have Instagram and they're like, oh, you should follow me on Instagram and see my photos. Because I stopped posting on Facebook, and then when I clicked on the thing, you need to log into Instagram. Now, there is the login with Facebook thing. I just don't want to wind up doing it because, I don't know, like, I got better things to do. If I want to see something that's, you know, like, here's a thing, I'll just go to Twitter.
See, I follow friends of mine on Instagram, but it's completely one way. I'm like the voyeur. All I do is watch what other people post, and oh, that's kind of cool. And then I follow a few attractive female celebrities, and that's pretty much where it ends. So, yeah, Paige Spiranak, I'm talking about you.
I have no clue who that is.
She's an up-and-coming female golfer.
I know that on Twitter you can actually, you know, wind up interacting with you. I don't know how much interaction is allowed on Instagram.
The only time I think I've ever interacted with Paige Spiranak was like when she'll do like a video and stuff like that. You can type questions
you can, like,
to her.
Click I like.
Well, yeah, it's got likes. And
can you do comments on Instagram?
Yeah, you can do comments, but there's no likes. They're hearts.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, you get.
Yeah, that's a like. Twitter has
it's
the little heart
personal.
Thing,
but
more
isn't
personal.
It? It comes from the heart. Exactly. When I click this, it's coming from my heart. That's how seriously we take this, Daryl.
I just think of it as the Twitter version of a thumbs up.
It is. It is. That's really all it is. And I do the same thing on Twitter. I mean, half the time I click on the little heart symbol, I'm like. It's not that I love it. I just, you know, I like it.
Instagram's really good for memes. If you want to laugh, there's a lot of good ones on there.
It depends on who, what group you choose to follow. So
if you follow people that aren't funny, then obviously your thread's going to be boring.
Well, true, but I mean, but do people follow? Is it more about celebrity following?
No.
Do celebrities post memes?
Not memes that they'll post pictures of themselves all day long because that's what gets them
right. But she's talking about memes. She's talking about pictures with words on.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly.
No, I get it. But people that are big in, you know, probably like, politics and stuff like
hashtags are pretty big on Instagram, right? So like if you post a picture, a meme here. Let me look at my thread here. So I got a picture.
She happened to have it right here, Daryl.
Because she was posting an Instagram story as she was talking.
Was she really?
Yeah,
she can do both those things at once.
We'll do this one. For Thanksgiving, I posted a meme. Okay, it's a knockoff of the Miley Cyrus wrecking ball.
Okay,
it's
so
a
you
turkey.
Were naked on a ball.
No, I'm explaining how Instagram works. There's a turkey on a wrecking ball, and the caption says, I came in like a butterball, which is like a brand of turkeys. I thought it was funny. But anyway,
mildly amusing, and you didn't say hashtag.
No, because, so for the hashtag, you would do something like hashtag Thanksgiving meme, right? And then if you click the hashtag, all the other Thanksgiving memes come up.
Oh, so it's kind of like Twitter.
A little bit, yeah. But it, with images.
Right, with pictures.
So you can do hashtag turkey, hashtag butterball.
And how
hashtag...
is that different from Pinterest?
Pinterest, I don't even understand.
Like, it sounds like Instagram is kind of like Pinterest, but...
It's a probably, if there's an analogy, there's not an analogy. Each of these things is kind of distinct. I like Twitter because I'm a geek, and all the people I follow there are all in the crypto world, and that's all I want.
All of my favorite ninjas from America, Ninja Warrior, they're all on Twitter.
Right. So you'll see certain groups that will gravitate towards a certain social media program. I think just fewer and fewer are looking to Facebook unless they are... seeking out markets that involve older Americans. I really do think that Facebook...
Are you saying that I'm an older American now, Chris?
What I'm saying is that by the time... Here's the MySpace lesson for Facebook. When you start seeing 40, 50, and 60-year-olds jumping onto your platform, time to sell your stock. That's the MySpace. Yep. And you just want to time
it. So for the young people out there... Heather, MySpace was a social networking site about 15 years ago.
She probably remembers MySpace.
Yeah, I remember MySpace.
Well, you were on MySpace?
Yeah.
They didn't let people 10? Under 13 on MySpace.
My generation probably ran MySpace. Come on.
Yo.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, my profile was so cool. I had, like, when you'd go to my page, like, little things would fall down, and my cursor would change.
It's probably still there.
Yeah. No, I go back.
MySpace is technically still there.
I log in sometimes to get my pictures.
Had on there, I tried getting pictures off of there a couple years ago, and everything that I had was gone.
Oh, mine's still there. I logged in probably about a week ago.
Yeah. Let's jump back into this article from USA Today talking about people leaving Facebook for Instagram. And, well, now they're having some big, scary concerns. They fear that third parties may have gotten access to their data without their knowledge. And the article here says, or permission, just like on Facebook. But I'm wondering if it actually was without their permission, because how many times do you have to wind up clicking agree? If you were a potato chip, what flavor would you be? And then you click, yeah, I'll allow this to access stuff.
That was
you're agreeing. You don't really know what the hell you're agreeing to, but you clicked you agree.
I want to know what kind of potato chip I am. That was a Josie Wales post, wasn't it?
Sour cream and onion. now, for real, if you were a potato chip, what kind of potato chip do you think you would be?
America wants to know.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are some other concerns about people on Facebook?
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about people leaving Facebook for Facebook photos. Basically.
Is that what you're calling it now?
Well, that's basically what it is. It's
Facebook photos.
It's basically Facebook photos. Instagram. We'll get back into the story here in just a second. But I want to tell you what I'm going to be doing in November this year. I will be running in the world's biggest, most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon. I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, nearly 400 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who had pled guilty to crimes they knew that they did not commit. 20 of those people had served time on death row, and the Innocence Project has helped with at least 200 of those cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees, but to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. And everything that you give through run.freetalklive.com goes directly to the Innocence Project. The platform is set up to where they wind up charging you the credit card fees so that that doesn't get taken away from the charity. And the next $1,500 is being matched dollar for dollar. So you can double your dollars when you go to run.freetalklive.com.
Oh my God, it was so funny. My daughter just called. She's just like, Mom, I was just watching you on YouTube. She goes, she's like, were you guys just talking about Instagram and you said something about a butterball?
How's your daughter?
Eight. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so
I had to tell the my sister.
You did tell what you thought was a funny story about a post about Butterballs and why Instagram is somehow the superior social networking site. I don't agree. And I think largely social media is a waste of time.
Well, for some, yeah, it's easy. It's too easy of an answer. I think that's too easy. Just say, it's a waste of time. Because there are things.
Oh, I waste some of my time using it.
No,
but that's what I'm doing. I acknowledge that I am largely wasting my time.
Oh, I forgot one other thing she said.
What's that?
Apparently she thinks your gray hair looks blonde. Because she's like, why does the blonde guy always talk?
It is blonde. Some people say the camera makes it look gray, but it really is just completely
blonde.
It adds
20 years and 5 pounds or something.
Something like that.
Gray.
The blonde hair. It's not gray. You're here in the natural light. You can attest that my hair is pretty much
platinum
blonde. Cold and California blonde.
You're platinum blonde.
You're not going for this, Heather.
Like Ric Flair back in the
1970s.
It's a lot more salt than it is pepper.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But to say that social media is just a waste of time dismisses
positive. I said largely.
Yeah, well, yeah, but a lot of people will just say, it's a waste of time. I mean, there is so much great activism that has gone on based around Facebook groups or based around other social media on Twitter. The word has exploded out. We look at like situations in the Middle East, the Arab Spring. I mean, if it weren't for social media, a lot of that footage would have never got out of there. And it's just a tool. Like any new tool, it
can be, but it can totally be a distraction.
Oh, no disagreement, but
anything can be a distraction.
Right. Every individual.
I've got books of Sudoku.
Right. Every individual needs to come up with how they're going to manage social media in their life. And for me, that was doing away with most of my interaction with Facebook and going to another platform that doesn't take nearly as much of my time.
Yeah, and if you go on social media and you just start adding a bunch of random people that you don't know or putting yourself in like some echo chamber, that could be detrimental in the long run if you don't actually know these people, because you're going to start investing your time into people, which is you're eventually going to be like them.
Like you're caring.
No, but
I know what you mean.
You got to surround yourself, even on social media, with people who are going to somehow add value to your life by reading what it is they read and taking in what it is they put out
there. That's why you should follow Cookie Monster and Big Bird and Elmo on Twitter.
No, but if you follow
people.
No, but I know
people, positive influences.
Right. Follow people that you aspire to be.
Maybe I want to aspire to be Cookie Monster and Elmo.
Maybe.
It's a very cookie-centric episode tonight. But I don't disagree with you. I won't say that I only follow people I aspire to, but people that I think offer value. And sometimes those are people that I vehemently disagree with. I have some Facebook friends that I've been... And they're random friends. This goes back to the days when Facebook was basically a gaming platform, and your goal in some games was just to see how many friends you could get to join your clan.
Farmville.
Oh, you're talking about Farmville?
Farmville.
Mafia Wars.
Pirates. Exactly. So I went from zero to like 5,000 friends.
I played Farmville.
Who didn't? But basically, there are probably 10 friends out of those 5,000 random people that I remain friends with because they're interesting, they're compelling. And so, in some of those cases, we are 180 degrees apart, you know,
but do
philosophically,
you worry that
but I enjoy their
Russian
arguments.
Spies.
No, I could care less.
As long as they sent him what he needed in Farmville, he didn't care.
Exactly. I don't care if they're Russian spies anymore. I'm more concerned whether they're U.S. spies. And that's what you're more likely to encounter on Facebook.
So the article here from USA Today says that some of the people fleeing Facebook for Facebook Photo, a.k.a. Instagram, they're concerned about some of the data being taken by third parties, and they're starting to wonder if Instagram, which was already a target of Russian interference, will become even more treacherous in the midterm elections. Instagram says about 20 million people saw content on Instagram from fake Russian accounts. They also say they allow developers access to information about users that help businesses understand them to help users share their content to a third party, such as a photo printing service, or to help broadcasters and publishers find content.
And a great quote. I don't know who said it first, but I've heard it here from at least Abe Lincoln. But if you're getting a product for free, then you are the product. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Your data, everything about your life, everything that can be monetized out of your habits on social media is the product. That's all there is to it.
Yes. And continuing on, they mention Cambridge Analytica, where, Chris, you probably heard about this earlier in the week, where there were disclosures that this company, Cambridge Analytica, used vast amounts of data from Facebook to build profiles of American voters to help Donald Trump's campaign, and that has spurred some Facebook users to delete their accounts and seek refuge on Instagram, a.k.a. Facebook Photo. But even before Cambridge Analytica hijacked headlines, social media users told USA Today that they've been spending less and less time on Facebook and more time on Instagram. And then they go over some of the numbers, and then it just sort of, you know, seems to be getting into different people saying why they've wound up leaving Facebook for Facebook Photo.
I'd be interested in speaking to any caller who has just really divorced themselves of social media entirely.
Well, you know? I think we have somebody. Well, we definitely have somebody on the line, but I'm not sure how much he uses social media. We've got Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Dave Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, yeah, I was just, I use it enough, and I use Facebook enough to have to been feeling guilty for the last 5 minutes while listening to you.
Sorry, David.
The walk of shame.
I'm like that original, what was that, not the Constitution, but the Declaration of Independence was, it says, like, you know, people are basically cut out to stick with what they've got until they're driven away from it, you know?
Correct.
And I guess I'm the same way, you know. The people are on Facebook. I know how to use Facebook. I understand it. It doesn't really shut me down very much, so I just keep using it. And I feel guilty about that because they really are a bad platform, and they really are anti-freedom.
Don't feel guilty, Dave. Hold on. I know that's not what you called in about, or at least I'm guessing it's not. We'll be back. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.